The following show is intended for a mature audience.
But it's really funny.
So, if you're underage,
go to bed.
Easily offended,
get over yourself.
Or just got a gigantic stick up
your ass. Okay.
You all might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Jethro Silverwing Show on online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. It's time to waste 2 hours, Jethro Show tonight.
Hey there, Dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us do.
I'm just glad I got my ale. To use it.
Well, it's time to get it started on the most sensational, entertaining,
merchantational, perk and whimsical. This is what we call Jethro Silverwing Show.
Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson, I know it!
Hello there, everyone. This is the Jethro Silverwing Show for the 29th of December, the last show of 2009. I am your host, Jethro Silverwing. With me, as always, my love, my wife, my girl, the burning of my loys, the baker of cookies, the tailor of fine armors, the girl downstairs, the baker of yummy, delicious, sweet goodness of fudge, Elgin Gunna!
Hail and greetings.
How's it going today, Elgin?
Good. So you're saying that this is our show, last show of the year?
Last show of the year. It is, next week will be 2010. Kind of freaky, isn't it?
So we won't have another show on for another year.
No.
I mean, it'll be next year before we have another show.
That's right. It'll be next year by the time we have another show. What the hell? Oh, wait a minute. That's just next week.
I know, that seems kind of weird, huh? I hate that.
As a friendly reminder, if you'd like to join in on the mayhem, you can hop on to the in-game chat channel. That's guk.ogr, which is up and running 24/7, where the OGR elite come to meet. If you'd like to download any of our skits, interviews, Jethro's parodies, etc., you can get them at kithacore.org. And we have one vote of confidence in your fudge from Santania. Actually, we have quite a few. Quite a few votes of confidence in your fudge. I'm pretty sure they gave Brenlow a fudge transfusion a few weeks back. He's basically living on your fudge at this point.
Think so?
Quite literally. I'm pretty sure he received his personal bucket of fudge, and he just laid back and went, "Hook it to my vein!" I could see him doing it.
It's evil, wicked, nasty fudge.
Yes, it is. Well, it's evil and wicked. It's not nasty.
Well, that's true.
You know what I think we ought to do?
What?
If we end up going to the fanfare next year, you ought to bring a thing of fudge with you.
Are you serious? I don't think that would make the plane trip. And it's too hot.
True. It would be evil, wicked, melted fudge.
No.
Which, of course, we could just, spread all over Ashlane.
God.
She's gonna listen to this and ban me or something. Kidumaru from the Mismore server saying, "Make it at the hotel." No, it's a
Are
bit
you
more
serious?
Complicated.
No, I can't do that.
Yeah, a bit more complicated than something you can just make at a hotel room.
And I don't think they'd let me borrow the kitchen.
Probably not. And of course, if you'd like to see how complex or as easy as it is, as the case may be, whichever, you can go to kithacore.org/fudge, where we have Elkringenna's recipe and a video guide on how to make it. Starring Elkringenna!
Oh, jeez.
Yay! So, yes, this is the last show of the year. I'm not even sure if we're going to have a full show. We're just going to, you know, we're going to wing it. I think it was last week that I announced that I had moved to Majdul.
Majdul.
And, you know, I'm honestly thinking about moving back. It's too hot.
That is a dry heat. So's an oven, you asshole.
I don't know. I just can't get over. I mean, all the walls are bowed. All the floors are bowed. I mean, it makes good RP sense, I suppose. You know, for the walls and the floors to not be perfectly flat. But I'm finding it kind of hard to design with, and apparently I'm not the only one. I've been visiting other houses, and there's very, very few really good decorated Majdul houses that I've seen anyway. Nicotel saying that he loves the Majdul homes. Nicotel's is one of the very few houses that I've seen that really work well. He did a really good job decorating it. Unfortunately, not a design that I think would go with Chethel.
Well, what can I say?
So, I don't know. You know, I can't see me betraying just so I can get a Gorwin home. Gorwin homes are cheap. For the size you're getting, those damn things are cheap. Oh, yes, and Cheddarella mentions the Thirsty Mummy went through a redesign. And wow, you haven't seen it yet, have you?
No.
You must see the Thirsty Mummy. It is fantastic. The folks at Coterie of Thorn, fantastic job. My thumbs up to you. Your skill is that far greater than mine. But yeah, I mean, and if there's... You need to explain that a little more to me, hon. But if there's one thing that's really killing the Majdul house for me, is these damn teal blue built-in bookshelves.
Well, some people do like them. Besides, you did a good job by just putting the fireplace over.
Yeah, but you can still see them. I don't know. I'm thinking about it. For now, Jethel's house is packed up in a box. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Jeez, I think I only have like 3 days left on the rent on this place anyway. Let's see. 4 days. And I don't know. We'll see what happens. Like I said, I've been touring the Majdul houses, and there's only just a handful. And the ones that are good seem to be taverns. I don't know.
That's just the way of it.
Yeah. And the Kelethan ones, roleplay-wise, would not work very well for Jethel.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe the Fadar, you know, being created by Junair, and there's like, you know, the friggin' Fadar quivers in fear every time Jethel steps foot in it. That's why he doesn't go there often. But round housing, again. It's one of the reasons I don't really want to go to Gorwin. Round housing. I mean, it works for some things. I really don't want to put the effort into betraying, but I gotta say, the Nyriak housing looks good.
You're gonna be with the Dark Elves?
I know, roleplay wise, that really does not make any sense whatsoever.
That does not work. No.
However, Jethel can go to Freeport roleplay wise. Because he does have that, he has roleplayed that he has that room at the, Jade Tiger.
Like, I'm just happy for my magical house.
Mm-hmm.
Although my horse has been making a lot of pit stops.
Well, yeah, you've been making little pit stops right in front of the Knight of Freeport Hall, huh?
Well, I've been running right by, so I figure, what better place to stop and, you know, relieve the horse? Right in front of their door. Horsey wasn't feeling good yesterday. He had to make like 3 pit stops there. But of course, I was going by 3 times, so.
Let's see. I just got a tell from Layla, who we also know as Skyheart, that I should visit her house in Masjul because it's about half done, and she says she's doing a good job at it. So I'm going to find her house. I believe it's in the same place that I'm at now. Let me see. And I will take a look. Let's see. Visit. Yep, there it is. I'll visit her house and see how she's doing. Maybe I'll get some ideas. Because the worst part about moving is the initial cost of buying the house. Upkeep's usually not a problem. But like, I was going around Kinos yesterday. Oh god, if I want to move back to my house, it's going to cost me 3 plat.
That's not a big deal. I'll get you the plat, for God's sakes.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. I'm not sure what I want to do yet. I may go through the betrayal and get a Freeport house. Who knows?
Everybody will scream.
Yep. Ah! Okay, I'm now in Layla's place. Oh, that's actually a very clever use of the bookshelf. She put the guild door there. So the guild door is now framed by the that blue bookshelf frame. So that's so clever. That's very clever. She's got a one of those magic mouth things.
Yeah.
And it says it was actually designed by someone else. Let's see, designed by Neversea Crimson Blade. I actually have to turn my lighting down here because I'm going to crash. A lot of stuff going on in here. Eek. Well, this must be a private room. It's blocked off. Now I'm stuck. There we go. Okay, I'm moving again.
You poor man.
Oh, she has her side rooms blocked off. I can't see what's behind them.
You'll have to ask her, let her get you in.
Oh, yeah. Well, what is she using here? Some kind of a bookshelf. What is this? She's using pristine, rough linen scenery. So it's one of the paintings turned backwards as paneling.
Yeah.
It looks rather nice, actually. Go into the other room. Oh, this must be her bedroom. I'm in the other's bedroom. Yeah, her design is coming along rather nicely. Now, she's got one of those beds from the Icy Keep.
Yeah.
Me. I don't know. I'm just not fond of it. I mean, the sheets on it looks good. Kind of looks like a snowy and cloud pattern on the sheets, but I'm just not fond of the canopy arches
being icicle or just being round.
Just being round, actually. I'm just not a fan of it. I mean, even if there were wood, I probably wouldn't like it. But the headboard looks good. I mean, if they just didn't have those arches, I'd probably like it.
How do you know it isn't already in the game as another bed? I mean, I haven't really taken a look.
No, this does not look like another bed. Not that I've seen. Whoop. Ah, this must be one of the rooms that was blocked off. It's a garden area. Why is this... Ah!
Ah?
Layla, I hate to tell you this, you have a black hole in your house!
What'd you do? Fall through?
There's an entire... If you... Layla, go to your house and hit the pad to the secret garden. There is an entire corner of your house missing. I just fell through the floor. Falling to my death! And I landed outside my jewel.
Soft landing.
I don't know. Let me check my armor. I think when you fall to your death, you actually do take damage to your armor. Let's see. Yep, I'm down to 90%.
Well, oops.
Oh, well.
Well, you're in good with one of the houses. Just go to the house, the Court of the Blades, and get yourself fixed.
Hmm?
You can use the mender in the Court of Blades.
Oh, yes.
Since you're good with them.
Mm-hmm. Or you can just go to the guild hall and use that one.
That too.
Oh, I get it.
What?
Never mind.
Never mind.
I think that secret garden I was in is not actually in the house.
Which is probably why you fell to your death.
Mm-hmm. Now, you can do that in several zones. Unfortunately, Kinos... Kinos, the ones that have the open patio area outside, like the three-bedroom house, you can actually get outside. I'm not sure what you can see outside. I haven't done it myself, but I understand you can get outside that house. The Kelithan houses, you can get outside. You cannot do that in Gorlin. I've tried. Can't do it.
Well.
But yeah, Layla's probably one of the better ones I've seen. Layla and Nicotel. Hey, there is a house here I've been wanting to check out. Let's see. Let's check out the house for... Jael. Bird's boyfriend. I mean, Layla's boyfriend. Let's check this place out. If you don't want me in your house, you should keep the door locked, pal. Am I right? Well, the garden area is nice. It's got a garden with a fountain going on here. Trees. Got a couple of dogs. What's this over here?
I don't know.
Bedroom, yeah.
So what sort of objects did they use?
Hmm?
What sort of objects did they use in it?
Oh, in Layla's?
Yeah.
Well, like I said, mostly it looks like they're turning portraits around to block off the walls, using them as paneling, which is a good idea.
Isn't that one of the things you disliked about the module houses? Because you had to use other stuff to create walls, which sort of defeats the purpose of having the walls in the first place?
Yeah. And getting portraits turned around. Getting portraits turned around that close to the wall, pain in the ass. Well, no, I suppose not if you're using the editor.
So there you go.
So all you gotta do is line up all the portraits, and then, you know, you do
flip
that.
Them.
You do that first, and you go in, okay, turn 180 degrees.
There you go. Simple.
So our Christmas was very good, I thought. What'd you think? We have a good time?
I think so.
Yeah, we had Tim and Kitty, Krellick, and Santini up. We had a good time. We got the PlayStation 3 this year, now that it's a reasonable price. And we got, which one did we get? Guitar Hero?
Guitar Hero, Rock Band. I traded in games.
Mm.
We had Guitar Hero and Rock Band for PS1, but I traded up for the PS2.
PS2, and we traded up for PS3.
Yeah, whatever, yes, you got the idea. I get all these numbers screwed up in my mind.
Right, and you went back and turned in almost every one of his... You turned in like three-quarters of his old games and got us a new guitar and a couple of new mics, right?
A new mic, and no, that wasn't used in getting the guitar and the mic.
Oh.
What we did is we took a bunch of his games that he didn't want, which only equaled out to be about $20 trade-in value, and we got the Guitar Hero and Rock Band, Guitar Hero World Tour and Rock Band for the PS3.
Mm-hmm.
And then he picked up a couple other games. So we walked out with four.
Well, that's not bad.
And then I had to go hunt down for a guitar and a mic. And I ended up back here at Best Buy instead of Best Buy up north. And they had the guitars that were cheap, $20, big deal. Grinders, yep, that worked. But yeah, they didn't have any mics.
You found a game that had a couple.
This is bull. So I started looking around, and yeah, I found a game that they had on discount for $9. It was one of those singing games.
Yeah.
It had a mic in it.
Oh, yeah, I've seen those games, too. I've seen those mics, too. I just didn't know that they were compatible with Rock Band.
Yeah, as long as they've got a UBS connection, we're good.
USB. Okay. Well, cool then.
So that works. So we have two mics. I know we probably need to go pick up another one, but...
So only one came with the pack you picked up.
Yes.
Okay. And, for New Year's, Krellick and Santini are going to be coming up again, and we're going to be doing Beatles Rock Band.
And whatever else we can think of.
Yep. I guess Sant said that she sent you back a list from the list that you sent her.
Yeah.
I haven't had the time to check it out.
I compiled a list of all known Rock Band songs that you can download. And because I don't think we'll be playing the Beatles all night. We'll probably branch out and do something else, you know?
Right, because the Beatles, you know, all night long, it's just, you know, just hit me in the head with a hammer. I'm sorry, I'm not a huge Beatles fan.
Well, the idea of having the Beatles one is that more than one person can sing.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea of having the Rock Band and the Guitar Hero World Tour for the PS3 is so we could download music to play.
Mm-hmm.
So
I have an idea. If you think your house looks good and you're on the Antonia Bale server, send me a tell or say it in the channel here. I will go and take a look at your house. Just because. You know, there's something that I find real curious about Miles Jewel. Why is this really nice looking high elf in the middle of these elephants?
I don't know. Maybe he's collecting poo for his garden.
She, actually.
Maybe she's collecting poo for her garden.
You're tall, you're blonde, you're scantily clad. Why are you with these elephants? She does not have a thing above her head.
I don't know. She's collecting poo for her garden. How's that? I think she does, but only on a different quest.
And yes, Lyra, if you want me to check out your guild hall, I will go check out your guild hall. Caitlin mentions that she has a dragon band up on stage in her hall, in her house. She has the magic house in the mage tower of Kinos. And I have seen it. Well, she's collected all these dragon plushies, the dancing ones and blah, blah, blah. And she's got them up on stage. And, of course, she has one of the dancing ones next to the piano, and it looks like it's playing the piano.
Mm-hmm.
It looks pretty cool. I like it.
I ripped off that idea. I grabbed mine and moved him downstairs to the piano next to the bar at my place. And he's standing there rocking to the room, you know. So that's mm-hmm. cool.
Okay. HUD tells me that his is still in construction, but is at 17 Tranquil Way. And Lyra wants me to check out the Restoration Guild Hall in South Kinos. So I will go to South Kinos.
They're saying in guild chat that lady up there is not a lady, she's a dragon.
Ooh.
And that is correct. I remember that quest now.
That is a dragon. Alright.
That is a
dragon. She's a very sexy dragon.
Ha ha. No.
Excuse me, are you a dragon? You got fantastic tits.
Hon.
What?
She'll eat you later for that.
Well, whatever. I might have fun.
And not in the good way either.
No.
Sorry.
Okay, parting to South Kinos. Know what I do like about doing one of the quests for when I was coming out here to move to Miles Jewel is now I have yet another port that I can go to.
Of course.
So let's see. So now I have the Steiner Freck Collection, which I have bound in Gorowin. I have the Guild Hall. I have South Kinos and the Desert of Roe.
Do you want to know how many I have?
You have quite a lot. I believe you have one for Blackboro, too, don't you?
Split Paw.
Split Paw.
Let's see. I have one for that will take me to the docks of Butcher Block. Hmm. I have my two wormhole generators for Antonica and Commonlands. I have my Stein of Recollection.
Oh, I didn't know you had one.
Or the Stein of the Alesmith.
Okay, probably the same thing. Yeah.
I have Call Row to the Guild Hall. Mm-hmm. Then my Call Home. Where else? There was something else I had. And I know I've got another item that will take me to... okay, and then I have the one that will take me to Split Paw. And let's see. There's another one I have for the desert, and I don't think I carry it on me because it's just not that useful. It's not that many times that I want to end up in the Citadel. So I have all these wonderful little... And then, of course, I got Call of the Tinkerer. So, yeah, I can get around pretty good. Oh, yeah, and I forgot. I have the Worker Sledge Mallet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I can get around pretty quick. Yeah, it's a mirror that I care that I've got, but I don't have it on me. It's some mirror that I got, but... and I don't remember the name, but what it does is it takes me to the into the Shimmering Citadel. If I need to go there. And if I really need to go there, my rug that takes me to the Shimmering Citadels in the Guild Hall.
Yes.
Oh. So, and then I have my Call of Row, so if I have to get out to Row... So yeah, I get around. I get around, round, round, round.
Round, round, get around, she gets around, yeah. Get around, round, round, she ports around.
Okay, yep. I'm now entering the Restoration Guild Hall in South Kinos on the Antonia Vale server. We'll check it out. Of course, if anyone would like to go see the Legion of Kithakor Hall, you're more than welcome to. It's open to the public. Loading, loading, loading. Get that hall, Guild Hall loading. They got a lot of stuff here, right?
Are you still getting your Frostfell gifts?
Oh God, I keep forgetting to get those.
I'm sort of
I did the same thing last year. I think I only gotten it once.
I've gone, but all I get is baubles and glass things and nothing really interesting. I'm sort of well, that's not new, and then I forget the next day.
Yeah.
Been trying to hit it every day just to see if there's something new and interesting.
Well, you know, I think that's
but
why
I haven't seen anything.
Well, that's why I haven't really been doing it. It's like, well, I already had like 7 of those. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've got a whole house devoted to Frostfell, which is just my storage for Frostfell.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, like that came in handy when I was filming. Filming.
Mm-hmm. So I'm taking a look at the Restoration Guild Hall. Looks like they got it decorated for Frostwell pretty well. We got a giant statue of Fiona V. They have a void monster on ice. It's on ice. They took the goblin popsicles and surrounded the void monster with it. So, void monster on ice. They got a ton of head trophies. Headless horseman. Zarakon.
That one's not really all that interesting.
What's that, the headless horseman?
Yeah, it's just a neck.
No. Well, they also put a pumpkin on it.
They put
the angry pumpkin on it.
Cute.
Aiden, Vindelzather, the God King. Oh, I didn't realize they had a tavern type of thing in the back here.
There's only one head I want.
Which one?
Silverwing's head.
Yes, for stealing our name.
I wouldn't mind going on a VP raid to go help killing Silverwing if I get a shot at the head. At halftime, you don't get.
Who was it? Lovell, one of our new members. I think it was Lovell anyway, I could be wrong, was on a VP raid, and I saw, you know, Lovell has defeated Silverwing. And so she's been there recently. Yep. Ooh, surprise, surprise, giant Frostfell room downstairs.
Lyra's freaking wanting to know if the filming's done. Well, yeah. But I got a picture of Lyra. I mean, there was this cube sliding around the ice, and there was an elf inside of it. Looked an awful lot like Lyra.
Hmm.
I thought maybe you got stuck in a hug.
Lyra, the Frostfell elf.
No, she's not a Frostfell elf, remember?
Says her.
Yeah, I know. That and the cube that ate the Frostfell elf.
But yeah, we're mostly done the filming, aren't you?
Yeah. Yep. I'm editing stage now.
Yeah, she's in the editing stage. We're gonna she's gonna try like heck to get that up soon. I would dare to say by the weekend, but I don't know for certain.
Maybe sooner. Depends. I've got about half of it done already, edited.
Okay. It's only like a 3-minute video or something like that, so.
Yeah, it's real short.
So yeah, well, she's gonna try like heck to get it up for the weekend, and I'll post it on kithacore.org, and we'll make note of it in the official EQ2 forums, and I'm sure that we will also send a in-game mail to everyone who participated.
I should get shots of Roane and Lyra for the ending part. Just, you know,
definitely
throw them in or something. Yeah.
Yeah, they missed the filming, but they should be in the video.
Yeah, we can throw them in at the end. Like I said, I got this cube picture, you know, this cube sliding around on the ice with an elf in it. I was going to use that for Lyra.
Mm-hmm.
If she doesn't object.
Oh, I'm sure she'll.
I am not being eaten by a Frostville cube.
Yep. Raptorus, who dinged this week. Remember?
Oh, yes. What's his name?
Raptorus?
Reptilicus, something like that?
Raptorius?
Spell it out.
In
the channel.
It's right there in the channel. He's coming in from Mistwar.
Oh, well, I'm zoning right now. Just a minute. Zoning. Well, anyway, happy ding. Ding.
74.
There we go. There's the ding.
74 Shadow Knight, I believe.
Happy ding day. Happy ding dong day.
Rap. Taurus. I did say it right.
Raptorus.
I actually said somebody's name right. And Lyra, of course, is hawking her book.
It was the night before Frostfell.
Second edition by Lyra.
Yay. I have to go find Hud's house now. 17 Tranquil Way. That's where we used to live, wasn't it?
Somewhere around there. Yeah. We used to live on Tranquil Way, yeah.
Let's see here.
Because you don't need status to buy it.
Right. What number is this? 13. Almost there. By the way, if anyone knows a good video driver for NVIDIA for Win 7, I would really appreciate it. Because I'm having a heck of a time with my video card. I've blue screened at least twice. And it keeps. One of the good things I like about Win 7 is when the video driver stops responding, you'll freeze for a minute, and then it'll restart the driver for you. I have a NVIDIA GeForce 9600 GT. I'll type that out.
He just installed Win 7.
GeForce 9600 GT. There. And yes, I've gone to the NVIDIA site. I've downloaded the latest drivers. I've even tried a beta driver at this point. I've been told that one of the older ones may actually work better. If I go to the EverQuest 2, I was told today, so I haven't had a chance to go do it yet, but I was told today that perhaps if I go to the recommended drivers page on the EQ2 site, the one they list there actually works fairly decent.
Have you gone to NVIDIA?
Yes, I just said I've gone to the NVIDIA site and I've gotten the latest ones. I've even tried beta ones, and they're all doing the same thing. So, JVAR on the Antonia Bale server is telling me to try version 186 and, you know, whatever, the lowest I can find, and it should work okay. I'll give it a shot. Can't hurt at this point. Everything else seems to work really, really good. I mean, when I tried loading Vista on this system, I was locking up like crazy. But this one seems to be working fine. It's different. It's different. Before we install yours on your computer, Elquin, I'm going to have you come up here and take a look.
I've been playing around with Windows 7 at work.
Oh, you have it at work?
And some of the different machines, a couple of the machines there does have it.
Okay. I did not know that. Let's see. HUD. There he is. HUD.
I've also played with Vista at work. So.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. And if you've used Vista at all, then making the jump to Windows 7 is not that hard. It's just, there's different nuances to that stupid thing.
You know that feature that everyone was just raving about where you have, you know, you want to switch between windows and it brings them all up in a cascading thing and you can scroll through them?
Yeah.
Kind of annoying after a while. Honestly, that's a little annoying. I would like to just flip, you know, if I hit, you know, control and tab, I would actually like to go to the last program I had up. So let's see here. Yeah, I'm at HUD's house. Looking pretty decent here. Got a got an aquarium, a bar. Wow, look at all those friggin' trophies. He's got an entire wall just covered in trophies. What's downstairs? Got a couple of things here. Downstairs in his basement, he has all of the Timeless Heroes paintings.
Oh, am I up there?
Yep, yours is dead center in the largest one.
Aw, thank you.
Kind of looks like a shrine to you. I think he has a thing for you, hon.
Oh, jeez, no.
HUD wants you.
You know, he's a big strapping barbarian, you know.
He's a paladin.
You know what they say about big strapping barbarians? Big straps. Myself, I have huge hands. You know what they say about guys with huge hands? Large
clubs. They have large pockets.
Large clubs. He's got a library upstairs. I don't see how he can fit through this little opening. Maybe Rowan can answer that. Oh! Finny just fallen. Okay.
I can't believe you just did that.
That was wrong. I know.
He's going to get you. She's going to hunt you down and hurt you badly.
No, she's just blushing. No, I swear, I go upstairs, they have like a little hallway set up, but it's too thin for even Jethel to go through. How the hell does he get, the, you know, HUD, a barbarian, how the hell does he get through this? And it looks like their outdoor area is storage. Alright. Holy crap, there's a lot of people on right now.
You don't want them on?
No, not that at all. 11 people on right now in the Legion. It's got to be a record. Well, no. Oh, God. Angela Corey is telling me that he has the 7950. The NVIDIA 7950. You know what that is?
No.
That's the one I just threw out.
Really?
The two cards in one.
Oh, that one.
Yep.
You just had to have it.
Well, actually, I figured out that the fans weren't working on it.
Well, why didn't you fix the fans?
I don't know how to fix fans, and they're in between the cards.
Still could have fixed them.
They're in between the cards. I'm not taking those cards apart.
There's a way to do it. You shouldn't have thrown it away.
Where there's a whip, there's a way. There's a way. So, New Year's is coming up.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm being told to come to Ellie Wynn's house, 7 Tranquil Way. Okay, I will check that one out. 7 Tranquil Way. Must be over here on the other side of the street. Oh, okay. It must be the one that Lyra's standing in front of, because she's the one that told me to come here. Visit Ellie Wynn. There she goes. Let's check this out. You know what house I would really like? The one...
Which?
The haunted house one from Loping Plains, which is based off of Unrest.
Yes.
I want that house. I want it. Ah! Badger! Giant badger! I zone in and there's this giant badger right in front of the door.
It's the badger guard.
And this must be Lyra's storage facility for her Frostfell stuff.
She sucker you into there?
There are just things galore in here. There are snow globes as far as the eye can see. Looks like everything that she's gotten from McScrugal is hanging up, you know, all the baubles and stuff all over the place. Check out the upstairs here. This is Lyra's secret Frostfell elf house. I know it. Yeah, this just looks like her storage facility for a whole bunch of stuff. There's Halloween candles. There's hanging bats all over the place. Presents and hanging skeletons.
Storage.
She snuck you in there. She's probably going to lock you in there. Add you to the collection.
Oh my God.
What?
Here it is. Here's the proof. If you go outside, written in pumpkins along the wall is Frostfell.
Yeah, I know.
You've been in here?
Yes, she snookered me in there once.
Plus downstairs. No, surprisingly, there's nothing downstairs. So New Year's, we have Krellick and Santania coming back up. We're going to do some rock band. And
you're going to make evil kielbasa.
Evil kielbasa. And you must film me doing it.
Yeah, I know.
I will have an instructional video on how to make evil kielbasa.
You have to wear clothing.
Do I have to?
You are not making kielbasa in the buff.
Oh, come on.
No.
Thong?
No.
Everyone wants to see Jethel in a thong.
Hud's birthday is the 3rd of January.
Oh!
We need to get the Toros
out. 3rd of January.
Yes.
God, do I have the trolls up this year?
I don't know. What have you done with them?
Oh, come on. Birthday trolls, birthday trolls. Come on.
I don't know. Have you looked in your thong?
Oh, God. I'm never going to wear that thong again. All right, let's see here. Gotta find them now. What'd I do? I had to format my hard drive to install...
What does that have to do with the trolls? I mean, you got them stuck somewhere, right?
Yes, exactly. Oh, that's right. Send them to your place.
What?
Totally get naked and roll over everything.
No!
Ah, there it is.
That is so disgusting.
I know. Okay, so whose birthday is it? HUD's?
On the 3rd of January.
On the 3rd of January will be HUD's birthday. As soon as I find it here. Oh, God, where are they?
I don't know what you do with them.
I blame you completely.
Why?
Just because.
That is so unfair.
Oh, come on.
He's lost them, guys. That's what happens when you don't feed them. They go on strike. They run amok. You have to keep those trolls fed. Or they'll turn on you. When you least expect it. Oh, sure. They look all cute and cuddly when they're little, but...
Okay, I think I found it here. Okay, so happy birthday, HUD, the 3rd of January, here on the Birthday Trolls!
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday, happy birthday! Happy birthday to you!
So happy birthday to HUD. Who was the only person during the fanfare live event who was trying to talk the girl out of marrying this guy. Celibacy! Oh, wait. We have another one. We have another one, hon.
We do?
We do. I am being told by Lyra that on the 2nd of January, it'll be Clorny's birthday. Clorny, your lore guy, lore buddy.
Ah.
Clorny, so happy birthday to Clorny.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday.
So, happy birthday to HUD and Clorny.
Clorny.
All right. I think we're going to take a music break.
Okay.
When we come back... what's this now? Rathal User made level 80 Warden, so congratulations, Rathal User. Let's give you a ding. There we go. There's your ding. And we're going to take a little bit of a music break here. And when we come back, it'll be time for Cheez-It Nibble Buns. Where in Norrath is Cheez-It Nibble Buns? We shall return.
Yeah! Is he creeping around Freeport, Kellethan, or he knows? A stabby freak for Tonga that everybody knows. He'll thin inside your backpacks and run off with your cheese. Tell me where in Norath is
cheese and nibble buns.
Okay, it's time once more for Where in Norath is Cheez-It Nibble Buns. We've got Cheez-It hidden in a nice place. And let's see if you guys can figure out where in Norath is Cheez-It Nibble Buns. Let's go ahead and start. Let's go ahead and start in the channel there and try to narrow it down. You know, work up, you know, continent and zone and where he might be. And he is somewhere located on a map that you can see in-game. He is not in the Frostfell Village. He is not in Lava Frost. He is not in Everstorm. I'll cut you off there. He is not in Everfrost. No, he is not in Kunar. Come on, ask questions. Okay, he is not in the Moors. He is not on Delair. Not on Delair, not in the Moors, not in Kunark. Can he see the sky? He cannot see the sky from where he is currently. He is inside. He is inside. What the heck is that floating above me?
Nothing that's gonna hurt you.
Okay. He is not on Karana. Angela Coria says that she's got it. What do you think, Angela Coria?
She can't play.
She can't play. Okay, no playing for Angela Coria. He is not in a guild hall. Not in the moors. We have determined that he's inside. We have determined that he is inside. He is not on Karen. And he's not on a Karen. Not on a Karen. He is not on Faedweir. Yeah, cheese it on a Karen, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez, man. You put the adult warning on me, for God's sake. You.
He's not in Majul. Let's see. No. Not seeing it. I'm assuming Lyra wants to know if he's in the Overland, and yes, he is in the Plane of Sky. Now, where is he? Where in Norath is Cheese and Nibble Buns? He's not in a house. He is a mouse, but he's not in the house. Santania is getting close. Santania is close. He is near the Bone Mire. He is near the Bone. But where? Where? No, not the Den of Devourers. He is not in the Palace of the Awakened. Is Misaf technically correct?
What?
Misaf? Are they technically correct?
Miss what?
In the channel, hon. Miss Aff.
I am not in the channel. I told you. I am stuck zoning.
Oh, you're still stuck?
I'm logging back in.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. Oh, actually, Lovell just got it right. Just got the nail right on the head. He's in the labs. Congratulations to Lovell. Hit the nail right on the head. Congratulations, Lovell.
He's not in the guild, right?
Lovell is in the guild.
Is in the guild?
Yes. And Caitlin is right, that zone will eat him alive. I'm going to wander around. Hey, what's this over here? I have discovered the Doom Wing. Doom. How much experience did I get for that? This zone is way over my head.
I didn't ding, I'll say that. But I think I just got 30% experience for discovering the Doomwing something or other. So congratulations to Lovell. Lovell, please send me, send Jethel an in-game mail with your real mailing address. It'll make sure you get something.
Speaking of station cash, since you said you bought something with it,
yes,
you still get a 2-4 till what, the third?
The third. Yep, so if you go and buy, you have to buy the card now. Don't buy it in-game. You have to go to a retailer. I know Rite Aid has them. Best Buy has them. They're mostly labeled Free Realms, but they can be used for anything Sony Station related. Buy your station cash card, and they'll double it. Double it, I say.
So if you have 10, you get 20. If you buy 5, you get 10. I mean, come on. You can't get better than that. Double your bucks, people.
Yeah, that Doomwing Ravager down there doesn't look too friendly.
Well, I told you, don't go down the stairs. He'll make snacks out of you real fast.
That's it. I'm calling back to Kino's. This place is too dangerous for a little mouse like me.
Good thing I cleared the entrance, or you'd be running into the eggs, which would spawn stuff. Maybe I shouldn't have.
No! I'm getting the heck out of here! You people are too weird for me!
I protect the blue cheese. I can't seem to get back in.
Oh, I don't know, hon. It doesn't say
your... The server could not find your character. Please exit and rerun the patcher.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, uh-oh.
That's not good.
I may have to put off filming Rowan and Lyra for this evening. It's either that or I'm cursed because I bought that stupid Frostfell cube.
Oh, damn Frostfell cube! You know what happened? The Frostfell cube has eaten Elkwin Jenna. You've been devoured by the Frostfell cube.
Apparently.
Well, I was just going to say, try rebooting your computer. That may
have... Oh, yeah,
I know you're a strong believer that computers should not ever be rebooted.
No, they should, but not right in the middle of a show. Unless you really want me to.
Well, you know, try shutting down the game and stuff and see what happens.
I have done that. I am trying to bring the game back up.
I seem to be having a long time zoning to South Kinos.
Everybody's got it. Rowan had problems zoning twice.
Well, that ain't good.
No, it's not. Do you know what's happening this week?
What's happening this week, besides New Year's?
Well, you know, saying once in a blue moon.
Oh, that's right. The blue moon is happening this week. When is that?
It is happening on New Year's Eve.
Blue moon. Oh, I'm now
zoning. A blue moon is when there is two full moons during the same month, monthly period, or 30 days. So this is the second full moon we'll have during the month of December.
Oh, I see.
So
if it came one day later, it would not be a blue moon.
Right.
Gotcha.
No, it's still not. And another interesting fact is that this would only happen once every 20, maybe 20 years.
Really?
Yes. Having it fall on New Year's Eve.
Wow.
Dun, dun, dun. So, it's a special New Year's Eve. It's 2010. We have a blue moon.
Okay, so HUD and Anisteria and Mandolin, those guys are... right here in front of Cheez-It. HUD, what do you think of Cheez-It's new outfit?
Isn't he cute? Look at him!
Too funny.
I think he looks adorable like this.
Oh,
Okay, I am out by the Mage Tower, for those of you who want to come and see what Jesus dressed up like. Out by the Mage Tower in front of one of the big houses here.
Showing off Jesus in his outfit.
Mm-hmm. I like it. I think he turned out really well. I have mail, but it's probably from McScrubble.
You haven't done his quest to shut him up?
Not on Jesus.
Okay, I'm having some major problems. I'm going to have to do a file by file.
Uh-oh.
Because every time I log in, it shows that Antonia is down.
Well, Antonia Bale's not down.
As soon as I move my cursor and spin my character, then I get a be able to log in. Some of my characters aren't showing up. I'm going to have to run a file by file.
Ooh.
Yeah. So, Rowan and Lyra, this may not be the night for filming.
Well, maybe tomorrow, then.
Well, I have to catch her if she's not raiding. Rowan, that is.
Yeah, Majin on the Antonia Bale server says that you're not the only one having that problem.
Yeah, it takes a couple minutes for my character to change, but it still won't let me in. There's some other problem.
So now we got a whole bunch of people over here checking out Jesus. Jesus' backpack's on fire! Well, yeah, he has the Freeport side backpack.
So I'm going to have it do a full scan.
Yeah.
It's just going to take a while.
Oh, Romaine is saying that she can't see any of her Antonia Bale's characters either. So that's not good. Didn't they have a problem a couple of months ago or something like that where a lot of... when they started with the house saving and stuff like that.
Yeah.
They had a problem where a bunch of people got lost in the database or something like that.
Wonder if that's creeping back in.
I don't know.
Hmm.
Hmm?
Got a whole bunch of people here checking out my backpack. I like it. So he looks like a little adventurer now, a little traveler.
Well, he is a little adventurer.
He's got his leather on, he's got his backpack on, he's got his good gear man hat. He looks like he could be a, like a messenger of some kind. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, pardon me, ma'am, I have a message for you. Thank you, bye! You know, that kind of thing, yeah. Lovell's like, oh, cute, I want to squish him and hug him.
And pet him and call him George.
And of course, I have the Billy doll going on Cheez-It, so he's, small. I had the weirdest dream, and Hoopy was there, and Hud was there, and you were there. No, you weren't. You were stuck.
I'm stuck.
Oh, I know what we need to do.
What?
1 second, I gotta check something.
You're checking something. What are you checking?
Well, I took stock of everyone that I roleplay with.
Yes.
On a regular basis.
Yeah.
And I've come to the conclusion that only one person can win the award this year for Villain of the Year.
Mask. Did I just sort of blow it?
Yeah, you kind of blew it. Thanks. Appreciate it. Mask from the Knights of Freeport, we are naming as the Villain of the Year. If you think that you can be a dirtier rat than Mask, then I suggest you try to out-dirty rat him. You cannot out-dirty rat Mask from the Knights of Freeport. So,
For the record, all those presents that my horse left outside the Knights of Freeport's hall, those are all for Mask.
I love Tamriel's thing there. Yay, Mask! Oh, I mean, you dirty rat! Shakes fist.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't be a dirtier evil rat than Mask. So, for everyone listening, I have this special treat. Let me find it here.
You have a treat?
I have a special treat. As soon as I find it. There we go. We have reworked the Cowlpult during the Night of the Dead festivities. We reworked it as the Scarecrowpult. But tonight, in honor of Mask getting Villain of the Year, I present everyone the Tongapult. So, honey, if you want to pull back on the lever there.
Sure.
We are going to launch Mask over Kinos. If everyone wants us to launch Mask over Kinos, say so in the channel. We're just going to launch him right over the tower, and maybe he'll even explode. We don't know. It could happen. Everyone is saying launch him.
You better hurry up. I can't hold this much longer.
Let him go! Well, that was anticlimactic.
What?
Let's try it again. Launch him over Kinos! Actually, what it is, I didn't leave enough.
Don't spoil the details. Okay. Go on.
No, I was just cutting out a little earlier than I thought.
I slipped.
So what we got here, we have two catapults set up on either side of the castle, and we're just launching him back and forth, basically.
Sort of pogoing him back and forth.
Pretty much.
And badminton.
And somehow I don't think the Knights of Freeport come here nothing.
Don't think?
No, I really sincerely doubt that they care. So congratulations to Mask for being the Dirty Rat of the Year. You know, unfortunately, by the time I thought all of this crap up, it was too late to actually have a vote for, like, you know, Villain of the Year, Hero of the Year, Role Player of the Year, whatever. It was just too late to have some kind of a vote for that kind of thing within the community. So, you know what? I'm just naming Mask Villain of the Year just because he's a bastard. What do you think? One more time?
You can pull up. That's hard.
All right. One more time. This time, we're going to try to fire him over the claymore. Oh, impaled him right on the blade. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry, but we've just impaled Mask on the blade of the claymore.
Now, who's going to go over there and clean that off?
Wait, wait, he's sliding down. Oh, that's not good. Oh, well. Maybe we'll send him back to Freeport and they can put him back together.
Yeah, right.
So what else are we doing tonight? We got another half an hour to fill if we actually care about going on here.
You noticed that there was no EQ Tuesday.
Yeah, I wonder what happened. I wasn't told they were cutting out this week. But then again, you know, who am I to actually get information?
I don't know. Well, it looks like I'm logging in finally.
Oh, good.
Slowly.
Okay, Xanadi says that they're on vacation. Well, they need to clear these things with me.
Jim! Oh, I still got to make it to Frostville.
Oh, you know what?
God's sakes.
You know what? We are going to launch Mask two more times in honor of two of the ladies that that Mask has really... really laid into this this year. So if Xanadi and Tamaril would like to go ahead and take the lever, I know they're both listening. Xanadi and Tamaril can go ahead and take the lever, and we'll launch them a few more times over the castle, maybe directly into a wall.
I think you're going to have to scoop him up for this next one.
Yeah, we'll scoop him up, put his remains in there. Someone heal him enough so we can scream again, please. Yeah, just a little. Yeah, there we go. He's coming to. He's not happy about it, but he's coming to. Okay, well, he's healed up enough to scream. And we're going to go ahead and launch him a few more times. First one, we're going to volley him just over the castle. Here we go. And, okay, let's, let's scoop him up here and... Oh, that's not pretty. Okay, let's...
Do you want a Ziploc bag for that? I mean...
I don't think he's quite Ziplocable yet.
Hefty cinch sack.
God. And this time, we're going to have the girls fire him directly into a wall, I think. Maybe directly into a wall. So let's go ahead and wind him up. And we'll let him go again. Oh, right through a window. Oh, that's gotta... Oh, right into the Incy Wincy Spider. Right into the Incy Wincy Spider. Right through a window. Oh, man. Wait a minute. I think they're picking him up and throwing him back out. Oh! Woo! Man! They don't even want his remains in there. He must be a real dirty rat. I just send a big hug to Mask for being a good sport.
Good sport after you've tossed it. His little body all over Kinos and back.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I tell you what, just for the fun of it, just because we're screwing around because it's the last show of the year, let's go ahead and launch the Cowlbolt. Anyone you want to aim for specifically? Oh, wait, I know. Let's fire it at Max. Mask quietly weeps. In all seriousness, though, as dirty of a evil character Mask is, the player behind Mask we love to pieces. Just a fantastic role player. Just love you to pieces, and we really don't want to see you dead, O.O. Seeley, because what would we do without Mask to complain about?
You'd be boring.
God damn you, Mask! Wait, don't go! Yeah. We're gluttons for punishment, is what it is.
That was kind of funny, though.
That's right, you can't hear it. I'll have you hear it later. Well, I'm being told by our producers that we have to take a pause for Narathian public service announcement for the Narathian Emergency Alliance.
The following is a test of the Narathian Alert System. This is only a test.
Oh my God!
Okay, that was fun. Some of the weird shit that I come up with. Have you ever actually heard the Narathian Alert System? Hon?
I can't think. I don't remember.
Oh my God, run! Evac! Evac! I don't know. I think it's fun. But what the hell do I know? Oh. I was about to say that I might head over to Saya's Hammer tonight. But, Saya, since you're in the channel there, are you actually open tonight? Being it's a holiday and all? I'm not sure if Saya's Hammer's open tonight. And of course, remember, every Thursday. Actually, I don't even know if they're open this week. I know they were closed last week. The Maiden's Fancy, every Tuesday. I'm rebuilding kithacore.org. Totally messed it up. Let me give you a tip, folks. Any of you who use WordPress to run your sites, when you do an automatic upgrade, it asks you if you would like to back up your database. Do it. I did not. I hit automatically upgrade. Firefox crashed right in the middle of updating the database.
Yeah.
Lost it all. But I've got it mostly back up.
I need to talk to Roane for a second while she's listening.
All right, you do that.
Because I've got all my Windows and stuff gone. So, Ro, when you hear this, start waving or bowing or whatever you'd like for your little bit.
Wave or bow for the camera.
I have to wait for the delay now, too.
Yeah. Well, just keep rolling until she starts to.
One more time, Ro. But that might be enough, too.
So I'm rebuilding the site and I'm putting my event calendar back together, so we have I'm trying to put as many of the taverns that I visit anyway into my event calendar, and apparently I put Saya's Hammer in the wrong day.
Oops.
Yeah, that's an oops. Let me fix that. Tonight's events in a nutshell at 5 p.m. Well, it's already passed. Where's Saya's Hammer? No, wait a minute. Oh, I see. Okay, never mind. It's not showing it because it's already passed. But I did have it on the right date.
Never mind.
I got a whole shitload of people surrounding me. Surrounding Cheez-It, that is. Yeah, so In a Nutshell is on Wednesday. OpenIRP at Saya's Hammer is right now. Nettleville in the inn under Saya's Hammer. You know what? I'm going there as Cheez-It.
You are?
I'm going down to Saya's Hammer. Wait a minute. I'm sending a mouse into a carabar.
They won't hurt him, will they?
Well, I hope not. He's so cute and cuddly. Oh, that's right. I had a little joke I wanted to play anyway. So I'm going to head on over to Saya's Hammer. We're going to have a grand old time. Maybe I'll even put Cheez-It up on stage and he can do a little dance. Saya's Hammer does have an open stage. So if you have any poetry or songs or whatever, you want to go on down and say hi. And right click on the door and visit Saya's Hammer. Help if I could spell it. There we go. There we go. Entering Saya's Hammer.
We have another birthday, it seems.
Oh, who's that?
In guild chat.
I am zoning. Who is it?
Idios.
Idios?
Well, his birthday is on the 8th.
Okay. That's after next week, I think, isn't it? Yeah. So we'll get him next week. You know, I don't think I've actually walked with Cheez-It before. You know, they do the Ratonga shuffle. It's cute. You know what? I think we're just going to stop.
Okay.
I've had enough for one day. It's the end of the year. Don't have a whole lot to do here. Oh, for people who want to go visit, it's in Nettleville on the Antonia Bale server.
Oh, don't forget, True North wants you to go visit their house.
Okay, I'll check that out. But it's Saya's Hammer. That's P-S-I-A. P-S-I-A. In the Nettleville Inn. Okay, so I'm going to line up some music, I guess, here. Is there anyone specific you want to say goodnight to there, hon?
Goodnight, everyone.
That kind of covers everyone, I suppose.
I'm getting Lyra's photograph. She's got a backpack, a little Christmas backpack.
Yeah, that's the same one that Cheez-It has, except I think Lyra has the good side, which has a candy cane sticking out of it. Cheez-It actually has a skull hanging out of it. Because I thought it looked less Christmassy. That way he can wear it all the time and not be worried about it. So let's see, we're going to line up some music here. Anything you want to hear specifically, hon?
No, but I'm going to give Lyra instructions here in a second to wave at the camera or bow or something. Whatever she wants. Hang on a second, I've got her targeted. She's flashing on me. Okay.
She's flashing you?
Yeah, she's flashing me. That's so hot. Anytime she wants to wave or dance or do something for the camera.
Take it off!
Yeah, she's dancing.
Yay!
We got a couple cubes next to her.
Of course.
Of course. And that's good.
Yay!
Okay, that's it. Now I just gotta get back to editing. And hopefully, maybe, I don't know if I'll be finished editing tonight or not, because I'm kind of winding down, but maybe Thursday.
Well,
Thursday for a release.
Yeah, as soon as it's done, we'll announce it at kithacore.org. We'll also put a link up on the official EQ2 forums, and we will send in-game messages to everyone who participated. And, you know, you guys can spread the word that way. Sounds good to me? Sounds good to you?
Yeah.
Oh, I also had some sad news tonight.
What?
Ozrock, the Frogluck Paladin, who wrote
Frogluck Hero?
Frogluck Hero, has decided to leave EverQuest.
Aww.
Yeah, he's going to, I think he said Guild Wars.
Aww.
Yeah. So, we wish him well, and of course, always welcome back into the fold if he decides to come back. They all come back. Hey, you might leave for now, but you'll be back. So, I've got some songs lined up. I'm going to go ahead and pop those on. But I should get my ending shtick up there, too. Let's see here. The shtick. What?
You click on these unfortunate elf Frostvale cubes, and it says it appears to be digesting something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen right? that.
And Lyra says, what'd she say?
I don't know.
She says that the elf's being hugged. I said, no, it looks like it says it's digesting something.
Elf's
and it says it
hugged.
Only appears to be. It only appears to be. But, you know, when you look at the cube, yeah, you can see the flesh around his knee, and, you know.
And he's got this look on his face like, help me!
Yeah, basically.
For God's sake, I didn't sign up for this! Anyway, that's it for this show, ladies and gentlemen. I do have all my shows edited and saved. I keep forgetting to upload them to the server. I will do that tonight. There's like a month and a half worth of podcasts going to be uploaded tonight. So,
it's about time, you slacker.
I know. I've been busy. I work at a shipping place during the holiday season, you know? We're a little busy.
Really?
Yeah, just a little bit. Okay, that's it, folks. Have a good night. Gonna play some music for a while. Good night, Elquin.
Good night, sweetie.
Well, all right, that's it for this week's episode of the Jethel Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Jethel Silverwing.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And I'm Cheesy Nibblebuns!
Online Gaming Radio is a proud member of the ZAM Network. Our producer is D Pockets. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and intelligence brought to us by the Grassy Knoll. Our spiritual advisor is Al Kilholic. Sensitivity seminars by Mandy Feldersnatch. And noted contributions by 3 Badgers, 2 Giant Rats, a 4-pound jar of jelly beans, package of expired Twinkies, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch our show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, at some ungodly hour in the UK. So, for the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, Elquin Jenna, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.